I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off of our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. But first of all, you know what we gotta do.
Yes, sir.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, but she called us out. Since she got one on the way, these are my confessions. Girl, I do have a confession.
Go on. Go on.
It's very silly.
Yeah.
But it's also very important.
Okay. Let me hear it.
You could mm-hmm. be telling me mm-hmm. you have the cure for cancer. Okay. You could be telling me that you have found the thing that will eradicate AIDS and HIV.
Okay.
You could tell me you found a way to resolve world hunger.
Uh-huh.
You could tell me that you could find a way for us to not live in a capitalist, racist, evil society. You could be saying all those things.
All of that.
You see, the issue is...
Right.
The second I hear your fucking smoke alarm beeping in the background...
I see. Yeah.
Everything you say is null and void.
I'm scrolling.
That fucking... Beep, beep, beep.
Listen.
But
I think you get to the point when that thing is on that it becomes
I was going to say this because Bode was speaking to someone who always had it in their background. Yeah. And Bode was like, bro, I have to tell you, like, you need to change the battery. That's what the beeping is about. Yeah. And they were like, right, it's been happening so long. I don't hear it. Don't shoot me. Go don't on. Hate me because you know I'm being truthful. Also, I'm speaking from experience. Uh-huh. That sound is like the soundtrack to the ghetto. You know it. So will you. So will you.
Soundtrack to the ghetto is wild.
I don't even know. It's the fact you know exactly what I'm...
I know exactly what
is that saying. A white refrigerator? That is the...
Let's go get you a home.
That is the soundtrack.
Yeah. Of the ghetto. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This could never be the social clip. This could never be...
We would be fried.
The alarm wouldn't be working for us.
Yeah.
We burned to death.
Fried. Do you know what it is, though? I personally think that it's one of those things that the second you hear it, you just gotta sort it out immediately.
It's there for a reason.
Yeah. Safety.
Like, if nothing else, not that you don't find it annoying or you don't care how you're... Or whatever. It's for...
Safety.
Change the battery.
Safety. Safety.
Like...
Robert, I've been there. I had a beeping thingy growing up.
No, but same. And that's why I said soundtrack of the ghetto. It literally gives me PTSD.
I had a beeping thing. And I think my parents knew it was... For the fire alarm. They were just like...
I don't know.
And then one day...
You just realised it disappeared, right?
My dad changed it.
Oh, finally.
There had been an incident either at my school or after school club or something. One of the girls, basically their house went on fire.
See?
And my dad heard about it. A day later, changed the thing.
You're like...
And I was like,
A fire shouldn't have to happen.
Exactly.
For that to be the signal to do the thing.
The beep should be the signal.
Like, I come across videos on TikTok and it's just going on. And I'm just like, I don't care what you're... can't get that out of my brain.
And a lot of times, especially if you live in like a council house or a housing association, the council will change it for you.
Yeah, but also just get a...
Or that.
Yeah. Just get a chair. Like I said, I'm not a killer, but I'll push you.
Yeah.
Just get a chair.
Get a chair.
And just sort it. I just don't...
Ascend into the heavens.
Do you know what I mean? And hopefully not in that way.
And not in that way. Ascend and descend.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's the little things.
It is the little things. Speaking of little things.
Oh, chat.
Because I feel like this is the perfect segue. This is the perfect segue. And I'm going to phrase it the way you phrase it.
Oh.
You could be...
No, we've become poets on this podcast.
Reminds me of that Wife and Kids episode.
I remember.
Yeah. I can't remember. Inside, outside, I am confused or whatever he says. I can't remember what it is. But you could be a multi-millionaire bachelor. Mm. You could be the man of my dreams. Mm. You could be the love of my life. Mm. If you have a long pinky ring, a long pinky finger.
The nail. The
a
nail.
A long pinky fingernail.
Yeah. Like a Coke scooper.
I want you to know, don't ever come within 2 meters of me.
I can't stand it.
Because why is your pinky fingernail
so long? Nails on men, period.
At all.
Period.
At all.
Because I know I shouldn't, but I'd be thinking only one thing and I'm like, where are you going with that?
Where is that going?
Yeah, like...
Where is it going?
But the Coke scoop
the
nail?
The Coke scooper? The pooper scooper?
Hate.
Absolutely not.
Hate. You know who's good for a Coke scoop nail? Trinidad James. You know the rapper Trinidad James? No. So there's a rapper called Trinidad James and he wears his hair in like this long perm. He gets it curled a lot.
I don't know.
He hasn't had a hit in a bit, but on TikTok, his TikToks go viral because he's always getting his hair done and like in a big bouffant. Like a proper Snoop Dogg look back in the day. And he be carrying these nails, B, and I'm just
absolutely
like,
not.
Yuck.
Don't touch me. Don't come within 2 meters of me.
Hate it.
No.
Yeah.
And you want me to procreate with you? Absolutely not. Also, I only found out when I was older that is for the Coke.
Yeah. Coke scooper.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it was used like in the 70s to test the batch.
Yeah, so they're like...
So that to test that it was actually... Literally, they'd grow out that nail to do that. It just gives me the ick.
Big ick.
Genuinely though, I thought you were going to say...
What?
If you're Willy Small. I thought like... Because you were like, I don't care if you're a...
Okay. I watched the documentary.
Oh, child. Of what, extenders? What's going on?
Of men who have micro penises.
Is that real?
It was really sad.
Is that real?
It's really real. Oh, God, it was painful. So basically, I want to say this. Everybody deserves love.
Okay? Yeah, of course.
And there was this man on there who had a micro penis and he was married, happily married. Mm. And his wife was like, he satisfies me in other ways and he'll, you know, wear a strap on. The Sunday school child in me just convulsed. Just convulsed. He'll wear an attachment to help him, himself and myself. And they were having like a really...
she's sweating.
I'm literally... pellets of sweat coming from my forehead. And he was basically like, I've dated other women in the past and they would make me feel really, really bad about like my micro penis.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. Like, but also, I don't know if I could.
Well, I don't have to now, so I can speak from a different place. But my thing is, okay, and walk with me. In my opinion, big boy confessions are coming out now.
Okay.
In my opinion, if you're going to enter into an intimate relationship with someone, there are certain things you must table in the beginning. In my, like...
Okay.
It shouldn't have to be when we get down to the bedroom that I know you have a micro penis.
Right.
I'm like, you have to, like, push through that fear because...
So when do you tell someone?
Well, only you can know that. Obviously not on the first date, but if you feel like things are going to move that way.
Before we even get to that.
Right. You should because let me, I okay. think sometimes people's reaction is just because you didn't. Do you get
didn't
what,
give me a
it's just
warning.
Shock.
Right, like, right, right, right.
Do you get what I'm saying? And it doesn't even have to be like sexual, but you could then, someone could take their pants down and their leg's not real. You're going to stumble for a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just weren't expecting it.
If your man wears a toupee and he just...
Right!
Like, no, I'm just saying. Right. It could be anything. You're going to get a little bit of a shock.
Can you give me a...
little forewarning.
Now, for all you Negroes.
Oh, here we go.
You special type Negroes. Oh. The ones at the back. Mm. Who now going to be like, yeah. But when she's coming with her 42-inch... You know that bitch weren't born like Pocahontas. So don't be on here...
talking about...
typing your shit with your coke nail.
You can...
You shut up.
Just tip of the time with your coke nail
on your Android.
Yeah.
We know iPhone's a cult, but the salt works in this moment. Tippy tapping on your Android. Talking about, well, it's you lot with the poker heart. You know.
You knew this wasn't
like, I talk about it.
Be for real. Like, be
but,
very
do you get
for
what I'm
real.
Saying? I'm yeah. like, a heads up.
I okay, I agree.
Also,
okay.
Because sorry, now you got my brain
Go
working.
On.
The heads up. Is not just for those who have a micro penis. It's especially for those of you slung like a horse. Don't, hey, I gotta sit up for this one. Don't just be whipping 15 inches out like that's normal. Let her go reform as Pilates first or something. Cervix workouts. No.
A kegel or two.
Demonic.
Yeah, demonic. No, do you know what?
It works the other way, like.
But I think in general, like conversations about stuff that are going to affect me should be happen early. Some of you keep stuff in for far too long in your relationships. Iron out, put everything on the table. Like, and if they don't want you for what it is, cool.
Because then they genuinely don't want the authentic you.
Yeah.
And I'd rather you know that earlier than later.
Yeah.
But it's like some of you, no.
Yeah. You got to iron that out. Early. No.
And ladies who are straight, it's never the guy that goes, it's really big, you know. That is not the crime makeup we need to be watching.
It's that silent assassin.
It's that one that don't say shit.
Silent motherfucking assassin.
And then the thing's near his knee. Mm-hmm. And you're
not the knee. Not the kneecaps. Not hitting the kneecaps. Ding ding. Oh my god!
Like,
oh my god!
Oh my god!
Tick 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 tick.
Please.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think when it comes to dating, a lot of people aren't dating properly. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I've heard the streets is just. I've heard the streets are crazy. And I was out to eat the other day. I did some work and there were some young people there. By young people, I mean they were like 5 years younger than me. But
no.
It just feels so far removed.
The same, yeah. The youth.
You know what I mean? The youth of today.
Yeah. Mm.
And like the young woman I was speaking to, she was giving her perspective of why the streets were mad. And then there was a young man, a young black guy telling his side of the story. And it's so rare I get to hear it from his perspective, but it was mad. He was like, nah, the love of my life fucked me up. So now everyone gets treated like shit.
Oh, that villain origin story is so tired.
And it was so mad to see like the darkness fall across his face as he said it. And I was like, I feel so like, and even his friend was with him and was like, bro, I've been trying to help him. Like,
go to therapy.
And then the girl I was with was like, see, these are the same boys on the apps that I'm then meant to open up to.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard it's horror.
I will say this. Not dating anymore, but when I was.
Like, what's going on?
And let me tell you something. The scariest men, for me as well, because, okay, when I'm dating, when I was dating with intention, right? So I wanted someone who was very intentional with what they wanted, okay? The scariest men for me
Christian men.
Someone had to say it.
The scariest man
I've been running my mouth too much. Percy has left the station. Thomas is on annual leave.
Christian men.
Someone had to say it.
Christian men. I know no scarier.
Mad.
Scary, scary scenes. Mm. Because the problem is as well, is, and they get a lot of, to my Christian girlies out there who are looking for a God-fearing man, be careful of these men who come to you as though they are the 13th disciple of Jesus Christ himself. Because I want you to know now.
Yes.
I want you to know now.
Have you seen this video going around of a man getting tump up in church? Has this come across your timeline yet? A preacher is literally about to start speaking the word. And like, it's so, because the camera's just, it doesn't move. It's so you only get what comes into the scene. And a guy walks into scene, blows back his elbow and tumps the living daylights out of the man on the first row, just scattering his brain cells.
Why?
And then, so, because there's like very little audio, it's just the preacher saying, Richard, sit down. So like, the preacher's like, but apparently, old guy on the front row was bones in the woman's wife. The guy's wife, the guy that comes in the scene to rock up.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, we're all human. That's what I'm saying. I said that to say that.
Yeah.
Sorry. It just came into my mind.
Listen, and I appreciate a guy who's like, my relationship with God is not where I want it to be. I'm a believer, but this is the version of me that I am. The scary one are the one who call you at 5 a.m. for morning devotion and prayer. For morning devotion and prayer, whilst their side chick is in their bed from the 3 a.m. boom, boom session they had. I'm telling you now, and some of the stories I've heard, I have been quite blessed in the sense that I thank God for what I call discernment. Mm. Like my intuition, my gut, really do be telling me about these trifling men early. Mm. But it's scary out there.
So what I don't like, generally about Christian men is, again, this call to want a holier-than-thou wife. No, and they're for the streets. Like, just decapitate me already.
But I don't like that
with the church in general.
Yeah, like... this idea of quote-unquote purity...
it's only for women.
Only
for women.
Only.
While he swings it all about
only.
Town.
Only. I had a deacon once. I had a deacon once find me on WhatsApp, see my WhatsApp DP, and tell me my WhatsApp display picture was not of God. And I said to him, the day you think to message me again about such things, speak to your God first.
Like,
it's not me.
Like,
it's not me. And I'm so lucky my parents have not been those type of parents. I'm so, because it's very scary out there. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, my parents have their beliefs and whatever. But when it comes to holding men and women at the same level of accountability, my parents are very fair on that.
Yeah, love it. It has to be.
Because what are you doing telling a 14-year-old girl, don't be wearing this, you're fast, you're this.
Oh my God. The hypersexualization
of
children.
Please. Yeah. And this is why my mom says, church is a hospital. There are many sick and unwell people there. Many sick and unwell people there.
Words.
Not everyone there is healed and saved and sanctified.
People just walking off the streets. Yeah. It's not because they crossed that threshold that they're now some new sanctified, anointed being.
Nope.
Oh, child.
They are looking for help. So that's, when, and we've spoken about it. Mm. I have a great relationship with God. Mm. When it comes to religion, I'm not a fan of it.
I'm really not a fan.
Because religion, what it does to me is it installs fear.
Fear and hatred. And
for no reason.
And it's and now...
judgment.
Judgment, which leads to violence. Like, it's literally...
it's awful.
Religion is a huge sum of all the problems that Earth has.
Awful.
A huge sum.
But if you have a true relationship with God, whatever that looks like to you... You can lay your head at night knowing peacefully that you are being the best version of yourself and he's helping you to be even better.
Speaking of, okay, so now this is
one of the
episodes where we're this is a weird confession, but I'm going to stand by it. And this is irrespective, of course, of this person's personal choices. And the only reason it's come to my brain is because before you lot got here, I was listening to some praise and worship music. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you believe. If you want to feel something, if you want to, and you don't even need a description as to what it is you're feeling, but if you want to feel something,
Put on a little.
If you, hey,
because
Jesus,
snatched.
I love me some gospel. Gospel will get me through the.
Listen,
it will take me out of the pits of hell.
Listen,
and it will raise me to a point where I'm like, life is actually okay.
If they could put some Israel Horton or some new breed in a little antidepressant pill,
listen, I'll pop that
shaking and jerking.
Listen,
listen. And again, I'm not a church girly, but there's something that happens to you and through you, especially if, and this is just a tip for the girlies if you're feeling bad, if you're home alone, yeah, and you allow that music to wash over you, so you're now moving and singing outside of your ego.
Yeah.
Because you know you're not being watched. Yeah. You know you're not.
Yeah.
Hey!
Listen.
Hey!
I've had many, many,
I praise dance so much, my belly flapped over my knickers. I said, listen. No, you don't. I said girdle wet. I come as I am.
Shut up. I can't stand you sometimes. You're so annoying.
You're so annoying. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I said, well, what would he do it?
You said that praise dance?
Shaking and jerking, baby.
Listen. And listen. The thing is, I love to look at the lyrics of gospel songs as well. Because at the crux of it, especially the ones that are like just uplifting or like...
It's just love.
It's just
an acceptance and no judgment. Literally.
And that's why I'm a strong... Like, I have this thing and this disdain towards religion because that has sullied what... The true messages.
Absolutely.
The true message.
You hit, you've, ooh, lay it down, flip it and reverse it, baby.
That
religion has sullied
it.
And like covered it in a cloak of darkness.
And it doesn't have to be the true message. Nah. Gospel, honestly, I love, when I'm in the car, and I pop that volume up.
Listen.
I have a whole concert.
Listen, and you know, credit to you, because we've had this conversation before, but I have dramatically reduced my listen time of secular music. And even in the reduction, I've just opened up listening to popular music that just isn't so aggressive to me or my nervous system. So now I'm a Cleo Soul girly, I'm a chocolate girly, I'm a D'Angelo girly. And you know, there's a time and place for a little bit of grime, but I was like, you have to take accountability for the energetic process of the music that we listen to. And you can't, once you know it, you can't unhear it or unfeel it. More to the point, feel it.
Yes.
Because I ain't never wanted to do a donut round a Milton Keynes roundabout listening to some Tamla Man.
Listen.
It just, I'm trying to let work. You go. I'm driving softly. Take me to the king.
You know what I mean? Listen.
But
on a skinny dip. Pop, pop.
Oh, the car's going over.
I'ma do a donut.
The car's going over.
Yeah. And again, time and place.
Do you know what I mean? And so I know that there are many prongs to this discussion and I don't even want to take it there too deeply. But yes, music has a huge part to play in the violence we currently see amongst children.
Yes.
Huge.
Because you have now put some violent...
A soundtrack.
Stuff.
Yeah.
To a beat.
Bruh.
To a funky little beat.
It's so hypnotic.
Crazy.
Like...
And again, when I was younger... Didn't think twice about it, you know. But as you get older, you really do see the difference when you start.
Bruv, because because this episode is going to go everywhere, but you're making me think. Let me tell you something. Number one, this same gentleman who was having, you know, little love trouble saying he's become the villain. The reason why you're the villain, sir, if you ever hear this, because you said Eminem's the best rapper to have ever lived. So already, that's why you're having heart problems. Because you see the connective tissue, it's in disagreement. It's not in accordance because it's fuckery. But anyway, that's for another day. What it
What just happened? Drive by shooting.
But what that made me remember is how obsessed I was, I think, with the Marshall Mathers LP. So one of Eminem's first albums. And I really had to sit there and recollect and gather oneself. You know, this man had skits on that album where he was like pretending to bury his mum alive. So like you could hear the soil shovel, being dug up and being dropped on the coffin, and he's cussing his mum. Yeah. Or there were skits where he was like slashing people. What in the brass farthing?
Yeah. I just saw it. Also, I can't with the ballet shoes.
I'm really in my. Do you know? What in the brass? That's why I didn't swear. It doesn't know the look. What in the brass farthing? Listen. What in the Oliver Twist was? Now, I and also my household, I was listening to that on full blast every day.
Yeah.
Talk about, I'm a
Listen.
They're pretending I'm shoveling. No, crazy. No.
Not they're pretending I'm shoveling. Not pretending.
That must have an effect on you. It does. That Marilyn Manson era.
Absolutely not. I want you to know now, Sammy out. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Would never do it. Have never done it. No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That must.
Absolutely not. I will even go as far as to say I don't watch certain music videos.
Facts.
If there are, we've spoken about this, but if you tell me that you are the king of judge, and then you want me to come here and play your music in my AirPods that I paid for with my money and do a little head bop, you're crazy. Because I'm not doing that. Because how will I know your judge isn't in the music and then your music is coming into my ear and then all of a sudden I've downloaded judge? You're mad.
This is what I'm saying.
You're mad. The music has such a...
It's a powerful effect. Powerful. It's a meditation.
It is.
It's a vibration.
It is.
And it has a way of seeping into your consciousness without you knowing it.
It is.
And again, once you are attuned to that... Yikes. Yeah. Anyway, I don't even know how we got there.
Girl. Also, you're the one who was telling me you've recently started watching horror films, so I
well,
don't.
Well, no. Do you know what?
No, you like
so
the horror, but you don't like a psychological...
I don't like a psychological thriller, girl.
Right. Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, there's a show on Netflix called The Fall of the House of Usher. Stunning.
Not stunning.
Stunning. So I wasn't trying to watch it because it is very gruesome. And very gruesome and a little bit jump scary. I think in general.
Okay.
But the storyline is so...
Yes, that's what you said.
Powerful.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Basically, the twin brother and sister are tempted by the devil to have everything their hearts have ever desired. But the trade-off is any children they have will eventually have to pay the price. And the way the devil presented this proposition is, whilst your children are alive, they're not going to want... Anything they touch will turn to gold. You don't understand. They won't want for a thing, but you don't have a say in how it ends. That's what she said.
For your kids.
For your kids. You do not have a say in how their lives end. And so we open up this story with this quadrillionaire man. He's got more money than, and he's huge in the pharmaceutical industry. Basically, he's got 8 kids and 1 are dying per day in the most gruesome of circumstances. But then we start to unwind this story.
Yeah, no, but I'm okay. No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
It's so good. Also, Esme watched it.
I am not one of God's strongest soldiers, and that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Not only did Esme watch it, she teased me for moments I covered my eyes. Then she walked up the stairs in the dark, went to bed in the dark, and slammed her door shut. Uh-uh. She was like, good night.
She said, mother, get it
together. She's very like, she's a horror babe.
Yeah, unmoved.
Unmoved.
I can't watch a Vampire Diaries. I can't watch. I'm not doing it. I'll tell you what. Remember the Twilight era? I said to my friend, we are watching that during the day. There needs to be daylight. I'm not doing that. So that in my sleep, I can see Edward Cullen running and biting my neck. You're mad. You're mad. She was like, let's go to the cinema and watch it. Which cinema? In the dark. You're crazy.
No. You guys, you know why this hits? You know that's how Esme got her name, right?
Yeah! Oh my God, I forgot.
Bode and I fell in love over the Twilight.
That's why she can watch it. That's why she can watch it. That's why she can watch it. She ain't afraid.
She said, I am of the darkness.
My parents should have watched more horrors because I'd have been set up. I can't do it.
I'm
Also, what a crazy proposition. Backtrack to the thingy about Usher. Shout out to Usher.
All of the House of Usher. Yeah.
The proposition.
Babe.
Crazy.
Babe.
Wouldn't do it.
Crazy. Babe. Babe. And so the female twin was smart. She never had kids. It's like she just kept that in the back of her mind. She never had children.
And then this man went,
not only did he have 10, he had a black child, a Puerto Rican child, a Sri Lankan child. Like, he
what does
went
that tell you about men?
He populated the entire universe.
What does that tell you about men?
Even every 5 years, a new kid popped up. Like, he was going at it.
Men ain't shit.
Not
even in fiction.
About the ramifications of what, you know, the cost. Okay, so let this be the crux of today's episode. I know the theme of the season is your value, but what is the cost of the offering?
Yeah.
What is the cost of the offering? What is the small print of this contract?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about in terms of business. I'm talking about going against your moral code, ignoring your intuition.
Yeah.
What is the cost of the offering? And this is why I encourage people to watch it, because yes, okay, but it was just, even Esme was... 9 years old, she was like, and that's why you don't do deals with the devil.
Yes.
She was just like,
it's not worth it.
Because the thing is, when I tell you the way the children died, you would not wish it on your worst enemy.
Also, what, you can buy a nice little house?
Bro. And guess what? The show, and what I loved about the show, apparently it's a fictionalization of the work of Edgar Allan Poe, the writer. What I loved about it is how it ended, and you could only sit there and be like, and it will still amount to nothing. And that's what you must remember.
Because also, I mean, what are you working for?
It will amount to nothing.
Who are you working for?
Legacy.
Who
heritage,
are you leaving it to?
Generations.
What's the point?
But there's no... And the, one of the saddest moments, spoiler alert, is when his...
Spoiler alert.
Is when his granddaughter was killed by the devil. It was so
Wait, no,
sad.
The granddaughter's catching
and
strays.
And it was everyone. It was the...
The
it
bloodline.
Was all, it was the
so
bloodline.
So basically, you can have money, but your family
You'll have
can
no
never continue.
Bloodline.
That's stupid.
You'll have no bloodline. And it was she was 14 years old. Aww. She was the only do-gooder of the family.
Oh, no.
And thankfully, the devil, who in this situation appears in a very beautiful female form, just lightly closed her eyes, but she had to die. And even the person acting as the devil was like, this is the part of my job that I hate. Because you are now caught up in this web and I have to fulfill the contract.
Yeah, yeah. The, small
the contract
print.
Is no one's left.
The small print. I'm going to pray when I leave here.
That's why I was doing the Palo Santo.
I came in, Candy's burning cedarwood.
Like, why are you burning this mahogany?
I said,
I'm choking.
I said, my asthma is flaring up because you want to burn pine. What's happening? Ciao. Uh oh. Sorry, Candice is just.
I think I'm the devil.
No, Charlie.
What did Charlie do?
We're gonna have to baptize Charlie. You know.
No. Listener confession, and producer Charlie's just had to sum it over, and I don't know what it is.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
The confession title is Waiting for Karma After Having an Affair.
Oh.
Woo! Y'all.
Ooh.
I've been riddled with guilt, shame, and self-loathing. No, sorry. I
feel like I'm doing audible. Listen.
I'm on crack sometimes.
Rain it in there, David Attenborough.
I like to just pretend. I've been riddled with guilt, shame, and self-loathing since having an affair with a married man.
Wow.
It's the biggest regret of my life.
Ooh, silly.
3 exclamation points. I have no excuse.
Oh, I can imagine her with a cigarette in hand, like one of them long ones.
I sought his validation and was dead wrong.
Ooh.
I ended the affair after post-nut clarity setting.
This is why the cousins.
No, they've been destroying it.
This is why the cousins.
Because I was really acting, Sorrel. No, you're an actress, Tommy. I was acting. No, I didn't do that.
Why did the cousins have to do that? It's like when we get a really deep emotional one and then they look a little dumb joke and we're like, that's why you're a cousin. That's why you're a cousin.
I ended the affair after post-nut clarity set in and went no contact. This happened 5 years ago and I've been stagnant since then. I'm almost 40 now. In that 5-year period, I rejected marriage proposals from 2 different men because I felt undeserving of any good things after committing such an egregious sin.
Shit.
Fucking hell.
Shit, Dad.
That's when you just have to swear.
Egregious.
Golly. I still feel this way. I was also terrified they'd find out what I did. My career and social life have also stagnated because fear and shame rule my life. I haven't progressed career-wise and have turned into a virtual recluse. Girl, for some side nookie, and you weren't the one that was married, you doing too much, but we're going to come back to you. I no longer pray or go to church.
Babe!
I'm waiting for the thunder and lightning I rightfully deserve to strike.
I'm so confused.
I have no idea how to turn this around. Is there any hope for me, or am I doomed to a cursed and failed life?
Nah, sis, please.
How do I find a path to good after committing such evil? I wish there were murderers in the clink that felt that's like you. Because I've been watching some of them documentaries, then people don't get it. In all seriousness, though, someone get me some of those originals and a little handbag right now.
What's happened?
Because I need to read something, y'all.
Slight detour.
And normally I delete these. This is going to sound so rude, but I don't read them as often as I used to. But for some reason, I didn't delete this morning's one. So I subscribe to this thing called UCB Word for the Day.
Okay.
So it's like a little godly newsletter. Yeah. Da, 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 da. On everything, I'll show everyone in the team the timestamp of this. Today's word was God can cancel your past.
Mm.
Mm. And the scripture is, it is finished. John 19:30.
Mm.
That's why I love me a little Jesus.
Comes through on time, every time.
So given that, and I wouldn't normally do this, but given that you've made the approach saying, you know, you stopped going to church and all of these things, I just want to tell you that I received a word today. It's literally called Word for Today. Mm. That isn't even necessarily for me. Maybe it is, but it's literally, look, 6th of November, this is the date of recording. God can cancel your past. Mm. It is finished.
Mm.
And yet, and we all have a habit of doing this, no matter your denomination, what you believe or don't believe. We all have a habit of walking around with a sin that has long expired. Mm. We all have a habit of being weighed down by things that no one is checking for nor thinking about. And more to the point, in your situation, the biggest sin ain't even on your end. Mm. You had no vows or ties to anyone. Mm. It was not your, you could have said no, but it was not your duty to be staying straight as he had made vows to someone else. I don't know what else to tell you, but to even just sit here and think that this has stagnated your life
for 5 years.
For 5 years. I'm not here to be the judge, but from a human perspective, I've got to say, it ain't worth all this, babe. You're doing too much.
Way too much.
You're doing too much, girl.
If I wronged Candice, and then I went to, and Candice's really upset about it, and then I went to Bode, and I was like, I said sorry to Candice, but I'm really sorry, like, and you know, cool. And then Body's like, it's fine. And then I go back every single day for the next 5 years and I keep saying sorry. And Body says, Sorrel, I said it was fine. That's exactly it. That's how pestering you're being to God right now.
You are irritating that. You are irritating our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. He did not die on the cross for you to keep going back to him about this. Excuse you. You have asked forgiveness. In the Bible, it says forgiveness has been given to you. So what are we still doing? You are now holding yourself back. Karma ain't coming.
And you've said, you've turned down two proposals to men that you haven't said that weren't nice or not interested in because you were scared they would find out.
And
let them find out little more. God only knows what skeletons they got in their closet. More to the point, we all just need to be on a vibration of we are never presented with people's worst selves, okay? Get that through your skull. We do not walk out each day with an invisible banner that promotes the worst thing we've ever done or the worst version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We are always trying to present as the best version of ourselves.
Yep.
Okay? We've all got things we wish we didn't do or could have handled better or we wish didn't happen.
Yep.
We all have that. But to let that control the sum of your life...
5 years is insane. And do you know what? This is the sad thing. You are waiting for karma, or you don't know if karma's coming, or you don't know if this is your punishment. You're punishing yourself.
Bruh, ain't no one in the big sky got to be working for you.
No,
you are on job.
Karma said, I can actually
You are on
out.
Job.
You've been punishing yourself for 5 years.
Even the devil's clocked off.
The devil said, I'm bored. He said, I'm bored. He said, you got this. You have been punishing yourself for 5 years. There is no need. Bearing in mind, you did not make a vow to that woman.
That's what I'm saying.
That man made a vow to that woman. Now, yes, you had an affair. You made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Bigger mistakes have been made. Bigger mistakes will be made. Get over
also,
it.
And also, technically, hate to be the author.
Sorry.
Hate to be the author, but you didn't have the affair. But that's by the by.
How about that? How about that? But also, get over it.
Yeah.
Sorry, and I come with all due respect, love, peace, and graciousness.
All of that.
But
we're being so blunt with you because we're just annoyed at how much time you're wasting.
Like
I said, I ain't a killer.
But I'll push you. I will push you. And here's your gentle push. That ain't that gentle. Because 5 years.
Some of us can sling things around like sandbags.
Listen. You said a word when you said... sometimes you have to understand that it is finished, right?
It's finished.
Myself, I know that there are things that I'm like, I shouldn't have done that in the year of 2008.
It's finished.
I wronged this person. It's done.
It's finished.
Maybe it's done. And the moment that little bit of guilt comes in, you suppress it by going what? To the scripture and saying what? It is finished.
It's
and I'm
finished.
Only saying that specifically to you who wrote in because you said you haven't been to church, et cetera, et cetera. So for you, that would work. But for whoever you pray to, it doesn't have to be a scripture. Get out your crystal if you want. Get out your forgiveness crystal. I don't know if that's a thing. And douse that around.
Get out your there is a forgiveness crystal.
There
I will link back in the next episode because black obsidian is for energy. A bit of rose quartz could help in this. It's very good for love and forgiveness. A celestine wand, but you know I'm that girl.
John 1 verse 3. I don't know. Whatever that verse was. We all have our different ways, okay? Get your forgiveness crystal out or go to a scripture, but either way, get over it.
I need to start keeping crystals here. So.
Crystal in a book. Crystal in the Bible.
Anyway, guys, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Golly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.